Talking today with Tom Buchanan, the president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Tom, you are in the process of getting ready for 2015 annual convention of your organization. And to that end, you've just completed work with your state resolutions committee preparing for the delegate sessions that will be happening in downtown Oklahoma City in November. Tell me about the resolutions process and some of the highlights that came out of that committee.
Certainly, Ron. We're what I would call halfway through our resolutions process. It started with that member at county level. The county then took that resolution, pushed it forward. And now we're halfway where our state resolutions committee has looked at those, pared those down, so to speak, and then they will have a group of those that they will present and recommend to the delegate body as a whole in mid-November. And then that delegate body will vote thumbs up or thumbs down on those issues. And that then defines and describes our policy, our legislative agenda, so to speak, moving forward for the 16 year.
That's both state and national issues that you were kind of grappling with.
Absolutely. As you can imagine, the majority of our issues are focused at home, focused in the state boundaries of Oklahoma. But additionally, there are those issues that reach down from D.C. that we do feel we need to address and let our legislative body know what we feel on that and how they are impacting us.
Let's talk about maybe some of the, like I say, some of the highlights that the delegates will be looking at in November when they get to your 2015 convention. One that I know that's been there for a lot of years, I guess two issues that's always there, taxes and then water issues.
Absolutely, Ron. You know, the cornerstone of Oklahoma Farm Bureau is private property rights and the protection thereof, and allowing that individual property owner to enjoy that bundle of sticks, as the lawyers like to say. And the rest of our policy really evolves around that. One of those things is water. How will that private property owner be able to enjoy that part of his ownership of water? And then taxes. Boy, it always is an issue with agriculture where our profit margins are so slim. We would love to have a little more consistency, especially on the federal level when it comes to that 179, the depreciation of equipment, and allow us the ability to plan a little better for purchase of those major pieces of equipment that we need to have.
Know that the state of Oklahoma, we had budget shortfall that they had to deal with in 2015. Obviously, 2016 does not look any better. How does that influence some of the policies that shade some of the things that you'll be going to the legislature on?
Certainly, we all understand that it's a little harder to go with your hand out and asking for some money, so to speak. But we would also want to be on the other side of that and remind legislators what we do for the state of Oklahoma, meaning agriculture, that we are the second leading economic impact in the state of Oklahoma. We've been very successful in the past. The policies and regulations that they have in effect, especially from a taxation standpoint, have been effective for us and for the state. We would not want those to be changed. Really what I'm talking about is no increase in taxes on agriculture. We just can't stand that today with our slim profit margins.
And, of course, there are some exemptions that we have that I know the Farm Bureau traditionally has tried to protect as well.
Absolutely. Agriculture, because we are the second leading economic impact in the state, has enjoyed some tax exemptions throughout the years. I believe those are justified. We've shown that over and over again. When you have a large group as we do, certainly there are some that always need to be looked at, and we're not opposed to looking at those exemptions on an individual basis. But to take a broader brush, we do feel is the wrong thing to do. So if there's a legislator that wants to look at one of those, then certainly we're there to talk about it and see is it justified or not.
For the convention itself, I know that delegate session is a very, very important part of it, but you also celebrate a lot of things at the convention, work with your women's committee, the young farmers and ranchers, and you honor some of your own members as well.
Absolutely. Our convention puts a focus and really honors and brings to light the accomplishments of our members throughout the year, be they young or old, male or female, whatever it may be. We also look at the up-and-comers, you know, the 4-H and the FFA people that will be future Farm Bureau members and future leaders in the state. So this is an opportunity to get together from across all four corners of the state and kind of rub shoulders with members you haven't seen in a while and sit down and talk about how are things in their part of the world and vice versa and what impacts me, does it impact you, and all those types of things. So it's a good time for the larger family to get together and remember who Farm Bureau is and what Farm Bureau does for members across the state.